The Victorian government will today dump its greenhouse gas emissions target, saying it's pointless now there's a national scheme in place. The environmental target was to cut emissions by 20% by 2020. Anna McDonald reports.
It was the former Labor Brumby government that legislated to cut emissions by 20% by 2020. While in opposition, the now Premier, Ted Baillieu, supported that target. But it's no longer the case. Cam Walker is from environment group Friends of the Earth.
We can't say that we're surprised. The target became aspirational several months ago. We're deeply disturbed, though, that the state government is prepared to walk away from this target.
An independent review of the state's Climate Change Act will be tabled in state parliament today. It warns the government against continuing with the target when there's now a national scheme in place. The federal government's minimum target to cut emissions is 5% by 2020, much lower than Victoria's benchmark. The review suggests having both targets running alongside each other would lead to complications and cost burdens for households and businesses. It cites modelling that indicates that even with the carbon tax, meeting the 20% target would require the Victorian government to spend more than $2 billion to purchase international offsets. Cam Walker again.
We welcome any action, and that will include working towards the national target. However, it's not very ambitious as a target, and we need to do much more as a state, and we can do much more. We're a very emissions-intensive state. We rely, compared to places like South Australia, very heavily on coal. We have the ability to transition away from coal and into renewable technology, and we'll benefit as we do that. There'll be investment, there'll be jobs, there'll be regional activity.
Victoria's Environment Minister Ryan Smith wouldn't speak to AM, but in a statement says the scrapping of the target will provide better clarity in how the state responds to the challenges of climate change. The government will accept most of the review's findings, including one to continue with the preparation of a four-year climate change adaptation plan. The state opposition's climate spokeswoman is Lisa Neville.
On one hand, they're saying they support the federal target of 5%, but yet do not support the carbon tax. So one has to question their whole commitment to this issue. Are they at all committed to addressing the concerns of climate change? Are they at all committed to ensuring that Victoria, which is a large emitter in the country, is well placed to try and tackle that into the future?
The target is included in state law, but is likely to be repealed by the Baillieu government, which has control of both houses of parliament.
Anna McDonald.